Okay, podcast.
Okay, podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I guess it's been a little while since we've done one of these.
A small time has passed.
But I have my laptop now, so we'll do the better, like,
I think I'll go get a Coke.
No, get out. I think you put out.
Yeah, I'll probably just, I don't know, I'll probably just be like, you know, hey, Auntie, do a podcast with me because Rick's at work.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
I like how I'm so much louder than you.
That doesn't
Rick's mic.
Anyways, moving swiftly along to the podcast. We have a lot planned for you here tonight. We're going to discuss all sorts of things, ranging from... Rick? Okay.
Don't you guys gotta get suggestions?
Okay, so you said that you had, like, a podcast planned and stuff, Rick? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I plan to have a podcast planned.
Okay.
What's the half of it?
You're like, yeah, we have to do this tonight.
Well,
being serious, yeah,
super
I do have a podcast planned. First things first, let's
Making
get to the...
Up.
We have this annoying harpy with us today by the name of Rebecca Bird. She's related to the famous Bird family, a bunch of mechanics.
What?
Mechanics. I know, the
what?
Scorn of the world.
No, what?
My dad
there's some sort
mechanic.
Of fun to do.
My dad's a mechanic, but no
so is Chris.
Okay, so anyways, we're going to jump right on into the suggestion page. The thing where we get stuff that people send us.
Yeah.
Email.
What's the first one?
Okay, the first one is from Wun, BWN. The address is Wunhaven @wunhaven.wun.
Good job.
The question is, hi.
Not a question, it's a statement.
That's what you
it's
say.
It's Wunhaven. Who the
Look,
fuck
at least
are you talking
you had,
to?
At least you had a candid answer for it, right, Becky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, next one is from David. Everyone's favorite guy. David says, oh.
Hi.
Yes, he does. Yes,
next.
He does.
Maybe we'll get an actual request. I can drink.
Don't worry, David. I appreciate him. Okay, next one is from Junior Podcast Spammer.
I love that guy. What's That's he got to say?
He says, you have been selected to receive a... receive a... Rufy Clifford Triangle.
Awesome! I've always wanted one of those.
$20 value. Value.
I was like, I
don't
deal, man.
Okay.
Podcast family. You'll get there someday.
Yeah, something. Reach for the stars, kid. You're going to make it there eventually.
Next one is from Spat.
We're just breezing through these.
Spat says we should do Metacoral on another network as Toronto. Okay.
Next! Man.
Next one is from...
Gonna be the fastest podcast ever.
Next one is from So Conorow.
What's So Conorow saying?
He says, stop sending things in, you fools. You only make podcasts longer.
Yeah, that's real soap.
And we're doing it real rapid fire like this time, so...
Yeah, this is the soap approved podcast.
Next one is from ignorethis@dreamhost.com. The subject is testing the CAPTCHA. The message is, this should go through. Love, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
it
love
did.
Too.
They installed a CAPTCHA thing on the podcast.
So we
couldn't
get spammed
thing.
On the
podcast. We were getting like 12 pages of spam mail a day from just like, you know.
African prints.
No, just like ViagraPrice.ru. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's see. Next one is from Martin. From mcfly@thefluxcapacitor.com.
Oh boy, this is going to be like an actual reply, isn't it?
Oh wow. Okay, it says, Dear Rick and Krem, by this time I'm sure you've heard the results from the presidential election. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on the results and also your thoughts on the last 4 years. I'm sure everyone understands the historical importance of having a dark-skinned president, but do you feel he has done a good job?
Yeah.
Are all those changes he made for the better, or do you feel some of the things he did had been best if left unchanged?
He's talking
Thanks
about the next election.
But yeah, but say like Obama got shot in like year 3, then what the hell does he mount? I mean, then he's only big three. And then it's like, well, then Obama got shot. Like, then what if the vice president for that one?
Obama got shot!
But Joe Biden probably will have a really good tan by then.
Yeah. Obama got shot.
Oh, there's a P.S. P.S., I hope you update real soon. I really liked the podcast you guys have done in the past. What? What?
He's from the past.
Yeah, but there are always podcasts we've done in the past. We never do these live.
Come in the future!
Marty McFly, you need to learn to think fourth dimensionally.
Think, McFly, think!
Okay, next one is from Inbox Archiver.
Oh man, a bunch of the replies went through to the archive messages.
This is
didn't
just
they?
To notice that three old messages were removed from your messages that were more than 45 days old, so never mind.
You don't care.
Is
Yay!
There anything else I'm missing? I think
the ones on the bottom, probably.
The ones on the bottom we answered in the last podcast already, I think. No, actually we didn't.
Yeah!
These are from like a month ago, and I don't know when the last podcast was. Okay, so we'll do those, actually, those older ones.
From Martin McFly.
Okay, older actual replies. First one is from Jagger.
Is there one from the doc?
There's one from Jagger.
I don't care about Jagger, I want to talk to the doc. The doc's cooler.
Jagger says, this looks oddly familiar. Rick, are you trying to secretly take over mailbag as a different format? Couldn't you have just asked, or are you an evil scientist? Oh, a little bit too Becky, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the doc. I'm the doc.
No, he's the henchman. I'm the mad doctor.
Still though, I like this format. It is kind of different because it's the submitters that ask the questions instead of replying. You're very right. It is. So you're not.
That's
replying,
different, Charlie.
So you're not replying to replies to your questions. It's not so much a graded test as it is a podcast, I guess. Good stuff. Arrows.
What was the question?
What do you think of the new podcast format, probably?
I like it. I invented it.
No, that's probably the question it came up with. Oh, no, wait, we weren't asking questions.
We weren't. That's the new format, Krem.
Okay, he was just giving us a friendly reminder, I guess. Next one is from Artie. Hey, guys, I like your site, especially that flailing gecko on the side. That's pretty funny. That's a good joke, but I think somebody already did it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Somebody was like, is it a Pokemon? That was pretty funny. Flailing Gecko is not bad, really.
Flailing Gecko.
Flailing Gecko, Bodycon. I'll go home and make that immediately.
No, stop it.
In response to your question, I think the console gaming isn't as good as it used to be. That was the mailbag topic.
Oh.
How the fuck did he reply to podcast through the fucking mailbag?
That's pretty funny. I like the idea of replying to the mailbag topic in the podcast submission form.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start doing that from now on.
His ass must have fucking jumped pages.
Better. He's just like, oh, Krem and Rick will probably be funnier than SK about it.
Oh, and this was back before SK took over, so he was time traveling.
Yeah. No, this was like the first question SK asked. Anyways, I remember as a kid I used to love Halo, and today there are still a lot of people making it look bad, and they just trash talk over Xbox Live all the time, and it's no fun anymore. That being said, I still like the games, but it's the people that ruin it for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, people are fags.
Thank you, Artie.
Bye.
Who is Artie?
The strongest man in the world, obviously.
Who is Artie? Maybe he's another one of those lurkers we have.
Yeah, we have lurkers now. That's something I can't get over. We got people who fucking read our shit but don't post.
But enough about them. Saber and Blue.
And what does he say, that fag?
Saber and Blue says, discussion topic, past podcasts.
They happened?
I was pretty cool.
Auntie was the best. We all failed.
Auntie was the best. I was second best. Ben was second best. I was third.
I was just the host through all.
Yeah. I did.
And then there was that one that SK and someone else did that we immediately forgot.
Oh, like
the Azale
one? That one kind of scared me.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to, like, lock myself in the room.
No, I was always real awesome at podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to old podcasts and I'm just like, man, I'm awesome.
I just kind of look in the mirror and go, man, I'm awesome.
Nah, it takes me a podcast or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at Rick and then I'm like, no.
Next one is
You're
from,
stuck with me. You have no choice.
Next one is from Dr. House. I think we got one from him in the last podcast, too.
Did we?
We got one from Dr. House in the last podcast. Now he sent us...
is it Lucas?
He sent us a bunch of...
links.
Links to Viagra.
Oh.
It's all orderfreeviagra.com/Viagra/Tramadol/Levitra/Xanax.
I think he's telling you something, right?
My cock cannot grow trees. Why would I want Viagra?
So you could blow up trees just by pointing it at them?
That would be great. Pointing my cock at you, Becky. Watch out.
And you just whip out your cock and just be like, speed is weight.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And then I'd just be all like, Kizaru about it.
That's why you have to enter the world of light speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it.
Oh, and there's one last email. It's from Hiruma Yoichi. No, I'm just kidding. That would be way too awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you would just call us fucking host and fucking cook.
Yeah. Oh, well. So that's all for the inbox.
Q&A.
Okay. I'm gonna... Okay, I'll do it tomorrow.
You guys are all bags.
I'll actually make a folder for the old emails and we have those separate. Anyways, that's enough of that. Now it's time to move on to the next part.
Next part, where we just finished.
No, we had something else in between, didn't we?
Well, no, we have something after.
What do we have here? Okay, we have to discuss the website, because it's the Bosscast.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We have to do that.
Oh, yeah, there's a website.
I'm the only one who's been around, or who's been not around, like, you know, in voluntarily. I'm the only one who would have been there if I could have. You guys just don't.
Yeah.
I showed up every once in a while.
I go in melee. I never talk to anybody. I go in melee.
Rick made a thread. Everybody was like, Rick, you don't post. Why don't you post? And Rick made a thread where he's just like, yeah, I don't post.
Yeah. And I made a...
It was all long and wordy and stuff, and he spelled things right. But still, the effect of the thread was, no, I don't really post.
No, not much. I work 13 hours a day.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
80 hours a week.
Yeah, something like that. 80 hours, at least 80 hours a paycheck.
Okay.
Yeah, it's every 2 weeks that you get a paycheck, though.
I dress up.
Not on the right site, though.
I come home and wish I had my laptop. No, but it's back now. I'll be updating and stuff.
Our staff board leaked.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah.
It leaked?
Has Soap still not figured that out yet?
Yeah.
You taped the hole.
I put my tremendous cock in the hole. It's blocked the flow for now, but still.
Yeah, if you have, like, the water rushing in and then your cock's there, it can cause, like, really cool damage and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No,
I'll just pee really hard.
No, I'm talking, like, pretty bad urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need an actual fix.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you know that, Carl?
What?
Anyway.
It's common sense, Becky.
You can't help it. She's got a vagina.
See, when things go the wrong way in, it's bad. Okay, anyways.
What happens to inflationists?
You don't put things in your pocket, Becky.
Well, inflationists use, like, their navel, you know, or something like that.
No, I don't think they use their ass.
We're talking about... Never mind. Okay.
Anyway, it's moving swiftly along.
Swiftly. Moving swiftly along.
Swift.
Swift.
Just a second.
Okay, so anyways, the staff board app, okay?
Yeah, it's leaked. We gotta get some.
I don't know how to keep up with that.
Yeah, it
is.
How do I keep going with what we're saying?
You don't. You just get quiet and let me talk for a while. The staff board leaked. Oh, noes.
Oh, no.
You said that part.
Yeah.
People are reading our important staff topics.
Like what? I mean...
Like, ban Becky topic.
What?
You would know if you were actually on PLOS at any point in time.
Yeah.
And, hey, let's make that anti-guy an admin topic.
Top of the news.
Yeah, and David sapping my website topic.
Click a 77 topic.
Yeah, that guy hacked us.
act?
No, that guy is somebody already on the admin staff made him an admin administrator somehow.
We need to just ban the guy who did that.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, you can't know for sure who did it, so it's kind of tough to say.
We'll have to have Soap just research the logs.
I guess it might be in the database somewhere. So-and-so was made admin already.
Yeah. In any case, yeah, anyway, we're going to be trying to do some other stuff like this podcast and maybe a video fest or two. We recorded a video fest today.
Did we?
We did?
I did.
Oh, right.
Me and Becky were involved in SK's Mercadura the video fest.
I forgot about that.
And that was fun.
Like Warriors.
We're doing some other stuff. I need to work on Lester eventually.
Wait, was it the English dub of Night Warriors?
Yes. I know.
They actually had that up at the video store. They have, like, the DVDs of the Night Warriors anime there.
It's only 4 episodes.
Yeah, they had 2 of them on 1 disc. There was, like, only one. There was only one DVD there, and it just had the first 2.
Why even bother having just put them on 1
DVD? Yeah, you could probably fit 4 of them on 1 disc, but they were like, no, it'll be 2 volumes.
It's only, like, a half hour long each.
I know, right? I swear, it only had the first 2 episodes on it.
Have it.
Anyways, yeah, that was real weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the website. We don't have a whole ton of else in the website to talk about.
Well, your average Joe left, and now everything's all sad. Yeah.
Did he? Oh, right.
Yeah, he left.
Okay.
Why did he leave?
Because we were fags, apparently, in his opinion. Mm-hmm. Was just like, I don't want to be around here with these gay shits.
If I had been there, it would have been better. It was just because I was gone for so long.
Yeah.
If I'd been around the whole time, it would have been like, oh yeah, this website's real cool.
Didn't
Isaiah
leave the internet forever?
No, of course not.
I really wish he did. I mean, it was a dream.
You just want him to die. That's the only way you'll get your wish.
I would want him to die.
You want his grandparents to finally just put him down once and for all.
Do humanity.
Do him a favor. He's not going to get any happier. Just be like, sorry, man. Time's come.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stop it! I'm
okay, so anyways. We beat your average Joe.
You beat him? I thought he just left. I didn't know. We
beat him. We beat Asal Kronos. We beat Mario Galaxy. Does anybody want to join our World of Warcraft guild? Anybody?
I don't.
Becky?
I'm not.
We'll give you 10 silver if you join our gold. Or guild. Gold. We'll give you 10 gold.
That's it.
We're playing Alliance on the Rivendare server. If anybody wants to join us, it'd be real cool.
It's a fun game.
We're starting a guild called Stiff Kittens. Did I tell you, Rick? That's the name of our guild.
I guess Auntie had a hand in that one.
Yeah, like whenever you're walking around like anywhere, it'll say over your head, Rick,
Stiff Kittens.
Yeah. Stiff Kittens was when Joy Division was first starting up. They were like trying to figure out what the name of their band was going to be, and one of the members of the Buzzcocks, another great question mark band name, died.
Yeah.
One of the members of the Buzzcocks was like, you should name it Stiff Kittens, and Ian Curtis was like, let me think about that for a minute.
No!
And then he stood there for a couple seconds, and he was just like, no.
He should have done Mr. Bailey, no.
No, he probably just did more like, you know, fuck off. Like, he probably just did that.
Yeah. Just a second. Let me think it over. Fuck you.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then he went and punched his wife.
That was... Yeah. And then he had a seizure.
Yeah, and then he just...
he was just like
he didn't even bother to reply. He just was like, let me think about it, and then he falls over and has a seizure.
And thus Joy Division was born. And that's why we decided to name our guild Stiff Kittens.
God. Ian Curtis. Friend to all.
A true American hero.
Anyway. Maybe we should discuss a little bit about what we're going to do, our next project.
What?
Do we have anything planned?
Yeah, posting this podcast, I think, will be a good start for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not.
I have a shit ton of stuff planned. I don't know about you guys. You and you're not being around.
I'm
just going to fucking sit in my room all weekend and actually work on stuff inside, so that's my plan.
I'm planning on recording a bunch of stuff and just posting it as I do it. I mean, but I meant more as just, like, stuff we're going to do together.
I don't know. I'm going to probably catch up on the board game first. Probably finish, I don't know, like Final Fantasy VI or something.
Yeah.
I'm doing my web comic thing now that I actually have written.
I might do a comic with Ben, Ala, about Chemical Equilibrium. Me and Ben.
Do you and me and Curtis?
Yeah.
Heads together.
Ben and I will make an American football comic.
You need to finish S staring vacantly final boss of the internet.
What do you mean that did finish?
Not really.
Okay. Staring vacantly versus Ian Curtis and Squirtle, I don't know.
Yeah, that should just be a one panel comic.
SV and Boglerhead versus Ian Curtis and Squirtle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ian Curtis will cry.
Yeah. Boglerhead will just be like, "You dare to defy my master," and Ian Curtis will just be like, never gets old.
It'll just be a picture of his feet as he dangles from his kitchen ceiling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do you like that guy so much? He was a terrible person.
Yeah, but I know, he's so great. He's so great.
An asshole.
No.
Yeah, there's that dancing thing he fucking did that they made into an emoticon. Did you see that?
I made that into an emoticon. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck else do you think would have made that into an emoticon?
Ben.
Ben doesn't have admin access yet.
Yeah.
Ben isn't technically in charge of the site yet.
Yet.
Technically.
Technically. Yeah. We should just name the whole place Wonder Garden.
Yeah.
The daily wondergarden.org.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'd pay $120 a year to see that.
Yeah, I would. Just have Ben his own site.
Yeah.
We talked about
why didn't we fucking elect Ben president?
He wasn't black.
Okay, you're right. He could have put Spat as his running mate. That would have balanced the ticket.
Yeah, but he's also not naturally from America. He wasn't born in America.
We can just get Hiruma to forge documents for him.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
Awesome.
I would have written it.
If Hiruma can get 14-year-olds to gamble in Las Vegas, he can get them to be president.
I wrote in Captain Kirk, Batman, Lewis Black, etc. under the judges.
Hmm.
Like, because there's a bunch on the ticket that weren't even, like, running against anybody. It was just a judge's name and then, like, blank for write-in.
Wow.
And there was no second person running, so I was just, like, Captain James T. Kirk.
Why didn't you run? If there was nobody else running against those guys, you could have run against one of them.
Okay, next time I know that.
You're 22. You're a grown man.
Yeah.
I would have Mel Brooks for one.
Yeah. Anyway. Maybe we should, where are we at so far?
Woo!
20-something minutes?
Okay.
We should move into Tales from Minnesota.
Oh, that's a great time.
Okay. I did the last two or three, so it's your turn.
Let's see. Becky actually had one she told me about, but I forgot.
I did?
Yeah, we were talking about this a week or so ago, and you said, oh, I should do one so I could say... tell this story.
This wasn't a week ago. That was far more than a week ago.
Oh, my God. It has to be awesome.
Okay.
At least fun to listen to.
I have a lot of stories. Oh, yeah. I can do the high school work with my brother.
Oh, well, you do one while I plan mine, because I think I got one in mine. Oh, we'll do two today, since Becky's a special guest.
Okay, so, I got my brother Chris. He's a douche. And he went to high school in this sneaky little town called Caledonia. Sneaky little high school. Anyways, he graduated with these twins, and they're identical twins. You couldn't tell them apart.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, they would do a good number of things that were magical.
Oh.
Like, sometimes they'll, like, switch places in classes, because you would never tell the difference.
Good work.
Let's see. One time he decided, now this is a really redneck area, so they decided to get a possum, like catch it, and throw it on the roof of the principal's house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then another time they were in the classroom, this guy would always pick up the phone and call the office to warn him that the twins were coming over because they were all, you know, pissing him off. So they glued the phone down.
Good work.
See, and then another time, so they couldn't have the principal come out of his office, they slipped pennies into the door, through the slit of the door.
Yeah.
So he couldn't open his door.
Nice.
Huh.
And they also, on top of that, put pigeons in his desk drawers.
Pigeons. Okay, that's a bit much.
Yeah. They shat on everything.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. They would be able to climb up on top of the roof. There's no doors yet, but they climbed up there somehow.
Oh, wow.
And the roof of the high school.
Uh-huh.
And we got this one teacher named Sweeney who would walk out of the building. And then they would just call out, Sweeney's a bitch!
Wow.
She would look around and never find out who it was.
It was God!
Yeah.
Thou art a whore.
I think the best part was they were... Because they got in trouble so much, the principal was trying to get him sent to Hoka High, which is basically the place where the troubled students went. And...
Prepare for trouble, make it double. It fits because they were twins.
Anyways, their dad's a complete psycho. So he was standing outside the principal's office waiting for this to be determined of were they being sent or not. And he said, if they're getting sent, I'm going to be living shit out of the principal. They ended up not getting sent because they were both dyslexic, so they couldn't. So they were running down the hall screaming, we can't read! We can't read! They can't send us away because we can't read! Anyway, the story about their dad. basically, he got taken to the asylum in St. Paul, actually.
Let's go meet this guy.
No, he's not there anymore because
he's dyslexic. They can't send him away.
He stole a dump truck and drove it back to Caledonia, which is 3 hours away.
Oh.
Yeah. Just took a dump truck and just drove it back to Caledonia. They never bothered to get him again.
They just never bothered to get him?
No, they just like, okay, he'll just stay.
He was getting out tomorrow anyway.
No, they were taking him to St. Paul. That's when he made his with the dump truck.
Great job.
Yeah.
It sounds like something straight out of Good Burger.
Okay, I have a tale from Minnesota.
Okay, go right ahead.
One time I was in Minnesota and I kicked a 60-yard field goal.
Only the ball was a big. Let's see. I have a few. I'm trying to decide which one I want to tell. I think I'll start out with, the story of the time I was at work and I went hunting for beer prices.
Oh, this one.
I think you told that one on podcast.
I have?
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Yeah. I don't remember what the last one was.
The last one was... First one was Guy Loud Guy, and second one was Lady talking on her phone. I think
it was in the other order.
It was in the other ones?
No, it was in the reverse order of that.
Okay, but I still don't remember telling this one.
How many podcasts have we done?
Two.
Three?
Two.
I don't
know.
Two. Three.
Number!
Oh, geez, it was in, like, single digits. You guys can't keep count.
So the time that you went to find beer prices.
Yeah, I went down the hall. I'm working at Tony Romo's, and this is back when they had us in suits. And my boss, Michael, just goes, I want you to go scout beer prices at all the other restaurants around here to see if we can raise our prices. I said, sure, why not? So I went ahead and hunted my way through the mall in the thick horde of smelly, fat, ugly people. And got to Famous Dave's. And
they're right next door.
They're like down the hall.
Okay.
But there are still a lot of fat, smelly, ugly people in the way.
Okay.
And very loud babies who are fat and ugly and smelly. Anyway, so I get to Famous Dave's and I'm like, I want to know your beer prices. And I'm not being very sneaky about it. I'm still wearing the suit.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing sneaky about it. I said, hey, Michael, you want me to just go in and buy a beer at every place? It's going to be, like, only $3 each. You can just give me 20. You know, we make, like, thousands of dollars every day. A 20 is something you could just wipe your ass with. And he's like, nah, just go up to him, wear your suit, don't matter. I'm not going to sneak around doing this. So I went up and I'm like, can I have your beer prices? And they're like, why? And I'm like, from the restaurant down the hall, I just want to know what your beer prices are. So they don't tell me.
Uh-huh.
They go and get the manager.
Uh-huh.
And the manager comes out and she's like, so what's up? And I'm like, beer prices? And she's like, why? And I'm like, I'm curious. I'm fucking curious. So she's like, did your manager send you? Did Michael send you? And Michael's the name of my manager. As I have said, Prem runs my restaurant. Yeah, that didn't go very far, and the price that I ended up getting from them after bickering with them for 5 minutes was off, because eventually we just sent someone down there to get prices, apparently, and they're just like, it's this, and it was different from the number. So I went down to Bubba Gump's, and they're like, we don't even sell bottled beer. And we're like, wow. So I went to a place called the Corona Cantina, and I asked the bartender, how much is your beer? And he's like, why? And I'm like, I'm checking the entire mall. And he's like, I need to talk to my manager first. So rather than go through the same bullshit I went through at Famous Dave's, I simply asked a passing bar waitron. And she's just like, oh, is this? And then the guy comes back and he's like, okay, they said I could tell you, it's this. And it was like a difference, like a dollar. And his was more priced.
Yeah.
Like, overpriced.
Yeah.
Hers was the actual price.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay. And I leave. And immediately afterwards, he talks. I see him go over to the waitress and start talking to her. So, I'm like, I'm just going to get out of here. And so, I leave. And I get around the corner. And I start heading across the mall. Because the last place I wanted to go to was across the mall. So, I get to it. And it's Ruby Tuesdays. And I go in and I ask, and they're actually pretty nice. I'm like, yeah, I'm checking. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Here, look at our computers. And they actually show me their computer list out price. And I'm like, you guys are awesome.
Wow.
So, finally, I go to leave, and I go around the corner, and I'm heading back to Tony Roma's, and I notice that the bartender from the cantina, the Corona Cantina, is following me. Like, his ass is taking every turn that I take and goes up every flight of stairs that I go up, every escalator and everything. And I'm like, he's still following me after like 5 minutes of following me. I'm just like, I'm going to leave. And I book it. I just start running.
Uh-huh.
And I make it all the way back to the restaurant. And I'm like, Michael, these people are chasing me. Goddamn. And he's like, oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Did you get the prices? And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't trust him. And he's like, oh, that's cool. And yeah, that happened. I don't go anywhere near the Corona Cantina anymore.
Huh.
The dude was, it ends up, I think the dude was just following me to see where else I was going to.
Oh.
But, yeah, having someone follow you is just something I don't like.
When I see in that cantina place, they look like they want you down.
Yeah, there's pretty seedy fat fuckers up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up on their fourth floor.
Yeah.
Them and Hooters.
Yeah, it's just them and Hooters on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. It's all dark and, like, barely lit up there. And they got, like, all their bartenders look like ex-cons and shit.
Yeah.
Just, like, stereotypical scar halfway down the face and shit. Swastika tattoos peeking out of their sleeves.
Okay.
Nah, it's just they were big dudes. And I didn't want to hang out with big dudes who didn't like the fact that I outsmarted them. But, yeah, that was an interesting situation.
You told a tale.
Yeah, I told the tale of Minnesota. Krem, do you have any more updates to previous tales?
No.
Okay. You should tell a story about in honor of Antonio.
I will next time.
Okay. All right, then we'll move on to the final segment. The closing.
That would be the final segment.
The closing is the final segment.
But what did we talk about in the closing?
The end.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Why do you have a segment about it?
You have a segment just saying, like, this was fun. Next week we're going to try and talk about this.
I'm going to try and do a podcast.
Next,
we'll think about trying this.
Right. Next season, we'll try this.
Yeah.
When we hit spring. But yeah, that was fun. We're going to go watch Adaptation.
Great movie.
Krem says it's a great movie, but he also said the same thing about Being John Malkovich.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
That was a weird movie.
That was an odd movie.
It was good, though. Okay, so Bosscast.
Bye.
Get out of here.